Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press a selection of classic Mexican plates. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are getting set tomorrow to close out week number 9 of the 80th Nevada Legislature in Carson City. And we're coming down to crunch time. Bills have to be out of committees on a certain date. Otherwise, they're dead, although you can bring them back to life a number of different ways. Joining us now from Carson City is Tom Roberts. He's Assemblyman for District 13. And Tom, first of all, I know you're kind of on your deathbed today, a little bit under the weather, but you're as they say in baseball, you're grinding it out today. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate your even injured coming on the show.
No, I'm fine. I'm in good health and everything's going as well as can be expected. We're just working some long hours, so.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Let me ask you, can you give me a little sense of the significant deadlines that are coming up in the next few days?
So I believe next week we have a first house passage deadline that is coming up, and we have to get a number of bills came out of drafting late, and so we got a lot of those bills very late into the session, and so we're behind the curve. We're struggling to have a number of hearings and get these onto the floor before we can meet that deadline. So it's going to be rough. There's probably 200 or 300 bills out there. And in some instances, it's not a bad thing if some of that stuff dies because there's some bad legislation out there.
I was going to ask about specific legislation, but let me first of all go back to the beginning. You represent District 13. For those that don't know, and most people don't even know who their assemblyman or state senator is, can you tell us where District 13 is?
Yes, it is northwest Las Vegas in Kenyon Hills, north of Ann Road, west of Decatur, east of U.S. 95, Floyd Lamb State Park, Bob Taylor Steakhouse, all that is kind of in my district, primarily residential. About 75,000 people.
Wow. You have witnessed in this legislative session Kelvin Atkinson and Mike Sprinkle having to resign for various nefarious reasons. And I'm curious, what does that mean for the legislature? Has it slowed down as you changed the leadership in the state Senate? Have you had to, or in this assembly rather, have you had to maybe change the pace a little bit? Has it slowed you down?
Well, I think it slowed some folks down when you have the majority leader or the Senate majority leader and then a chair leader on the assembly leave down, there's step down, there's some shuffling of some leadership positions, and that causes a slight pause, so it had to cause some delay. Yeah, but you know, I think we've recovered now, and we're moving full steam ahead.
One of the things that I noticed in the previous legislature was that it was very anti-business. You know, changing rooms, building rooms in businesses where you can breastfeed, a lot of stuff that seemed to me to be very anti-business. Now you've got in this legislature, it seems like it's even worse. And we don't have a Republican governor to veto any of this stuff. I want to ask you about two bills in particular, AB 132 and AB 136, which seem on their face to be very anti-business.
You are correct, and there's a number of anti-business bills, and the business lobby, you know, is up here, you know, working to try to track all of them. Those specific ones, this one that they're mentioning now, is specifically about employment practices with, you know, marijuana and screening and testing for marijuana. And you know, it's a very problematic bill. You know, it doesn't allow businesses to even do that kind of work. And you know, and if you're in an industry that uses heavy equipment or you drive, or you know, there's tons of liability, you know, that could be an issue if you employ folks like that.
And by the way, AB 132 would prevent employers from denying employment for marijuana found in drug tests. And I guess my question is, does that mean we have to take marijuana out of every employee manual in the state?
Well, that seems to be the long-term intent, you know, would be to do that. But I don't think that we as a nation, you know, we're only a few years into you know, medical marijuana and recreational marijuana, and there's just not a good way to test it, you know, to see if it's in your system if you've recently used it. And so from that lack, you know, from that lack of the ability to do that, you know, they want to throw out all testing. And I just think that puts employers at danger. It could skyrocket their insurance. It could do a number of things that could have some unintended consequences. And I just think it's just a bad business bill.
Again, joining us, Assemblyman Tom Roberts from District 13. AB 136, to me, is a very, very costly bill. I'm not sure if there's going to be a fiscal note attached to it, but AB 136, I guess, makes changes to prevailing wage. Is this the standard one just on education, or is this prevailing wage for everything?
Well, specifically, it's on construction projects for education, and there was a rollback in 2015 legislature that dropped the cap on the amount of those projects that were subject to prevailing wage. And so moving forward, that will certainly increase the cost. And what's really more problematic is that it impacts charter schools. And these are private institutions that they're not built with tax dollars, although they operate after they're built on tax dollars. But we're kind of overreaching and pushing prevailing wage into the private sector in this bill. I think both are going to end up costing Nevadans more in taxes in the long run.
Well, or is it going to curtail the amount of new schools that we can build? I mean, the bang for the buck is decreasing, and the fact is that we're not going to be able to build as many schools.
Well, yeah, you're exactly right, especially if you pull the rug. You know, you only have so much money. You know, there's only so many tax dollars. You know, you can't create more. I guess you could. But yeah, you have to live within a budget. And so if you only have so much for growth, then yeah, it would limit the amount. But more problematic is under the charter school system is you can build schools and taxpayers don't directly pay for that, you know? So you're putting some of that burden on the private industry and this would raise their cost.
And that's money that you're obviously going to be taking out of the classroom and giving it to union workers and, folks that aren't teachers.
Correct. For every dollar that you pull out of the school budget, it is coming. It's got to come from somewhere. And the bottom line is that it ends up the classroom and classroom sizes suffer.
Tom, again, Tom Roberts joining us, Assemblyman District 13 from Carson City, where they are into week 9 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. I know your background. One thing I do know about you is you have a background not only in criminal justice here with Metro, but in the military. There are a couple of criminal justice bills. The president had sweeping reform of criminal justice at the federal level. Can you talk a little bit about some of the bills that are out there that deal with the criminal justice system?
Well, there's I'm on the Judiciary Committee, and there's a number of bills that are trying to reform the criminal justice system, and some of them are, well-intended. Even today, we heard a bill to change traffic citations from criminal to civil infractions. There's a bail bill to abolish all bail. And then there's a master criminal reform bill that has some good things in it. But, there's some of it that is overreaching and problematic. It reduces penalties for auto burglaries. It increases the amount of the possession of illicit narcotics that someone can possess up to 27 grams, of heroin or methamphetamine or anything like that, and it would make it a misdemeanor. Which, in itself, we want to help users, but I just think that makes drug dealing and mid-level user, it's a dream for those kind of folks. So there's some problems with those. But, we're able to sit down and work on them right now. The devil's in the details as we come up against this deadline and whether or not we can get something that accomplishes some reform but doesn't jeopardize public safety.
Now, Tom, where are you on criminal justice reform in general? Do you concede that we do need to make changes to our system, that it has adversely impacted various members of our community over the years, and that maybe we do need to take another look at this stuff?
Well, I agree with you. Working at Metro, Metro's a very progressive organization. When it comes to criminal justice reform, and it was always our policy that we couldn't arrest our way out of it, and we needed to look at different ways to address crime and disorder. And, I think we've instituted a number of policies, and I think there's some room there. But at the same time, there are some people that just can't remain in society and, and commit crimes that they need to be held accountable, and we need a system that holds people accountable, keeps our public safe, but at the same time, doesn't hurt or disenfranchise a segment of our population.
Joining us, as we mentioned, Tom Roberts, Assembly District 13. What is it like being in the minority? What is it like having to deal with Democrats who are in the supermajority situation in the Assembly, nearly supermajority in the Senate? Do they listen to you? Will they work with you? Will they accept your amendments? Will they give your bills a hearing?
Well, what we found so far is that there's a couple pieces of legislation that the amendments weren't accepted. The gun transfer bill was one that was kind of rushed through, and we tried to work on that, but there was a timeline that they were trying to achieve, and there wasn't a lot of work there. But what I've found so far is a lot of Democrats are more than willing to sit down and work on these issues and try to get bipartisan support to get something out. It's a little scary on the amount of change that is being pushed. With legislative bills and a variety of things. And traditionally, we always had some balance in government where you had a Republican governor or you had another house that, could strike that balance. Sometimes it's a little scary not having that. We have a little leverage in the Senate because they don't have a super majority there. So they have to have cooperation to pass a tax and pass a budget. So we'll see how far that goes. But, yeah, it's difficult without a lot of leverage. But people are willing to talk, and, we have a good relationship on both sides of the aisle, and we're working in a bipartisan fashion.
We'll see how cooperative they get the closer we get to the end of the session in June. That's always where it becomes crunch time. Are there any bills as we are getting ready to close out week nine, any bills that you're zeroing in on right now that either in committee or elsewhere that you're working on that you're pushing and maybe that you might need some public input from about?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of my bills, I have a couple bills with public safety, and some things that I'm proactively working. But I really believe that people really need to take a look at, a lot of these business bills and some of these criminal reform bills and, reach out to your legislator and give them some input. Some of them, like I said, have really good intentions, but they go pretty far and have some far-reaching implications, especially in the business sector. Small business, is the lifeblood, or business is the lifeblood of our state. Where our economy's pumping along so well now, and I would hate to see that ruined, because ultimately, when you impact business, it ends up getting to the little guy. Businesses pay themselves last, and they have to have a profit. They don't have to have huge profits, but they do have profits, and a lot of times they pass a lot of those liabilities onto the consumer, and it ends up costing us all, and that's things we should be worried about.
Final minute, are you going to have enough money, or are we going to have an increase in property taxes, even though the governor said no new taxes? They're trying to find a way around that. Are we going to have enough money at the end of the day?
Well, if you add up all the things that people are having their wish list and all these bills, it far exceeds the budget. So there's definitely not enough money there. I believe that in some of the governor's priorities, I think we're going to struggle to meet all of those under current revenues. So you're either going to have to take away from somewhere else or add to it with a tax increase. That remains to be seen on how we get there. We're a little early to see how that unfolds, but I'm sure we will within the next few weeks.
Hey, Tom, if folks want to know more about what you're up to, do you have a website? Do you have a way people can reach you in Assembly District 13?
Well, yeah, you can look me up on Twitter, myself in Facebook. I put things out on a regular basis. You can go to the website. My contact information is on there, the legislative website. And then my social media connects are on my own website, which is robertsfornevada.com, and the four is a number four. So it's Roberts spelled out, four, and then Nevada spelled out, .com. My website, my social media handles are on there.
Wow. Tom, thanks so much. Always appreciate it. We will talk again soon. You have a great rest of your week, and just remember, June will be here before you know it.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Tom Roberts, Assemblyman District 13, joining us from Carson City. We're there into week number 9. Stick around. More to do. I need to get a break in. I'm running way late as we continue. It is live and local now.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Local now, we will get to your calls on the other side. Bob in Rancho Mirage will be leading us off. All the rest of you behind Bob. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You're welcome to do so. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I will simply tell you, we're going to get into a couple of different things. Yes, we will talk about the president's tax returns. But I want to go beyond that because now we've got yet another explanation from former Vice President Joe Biden, better known a.k.a. Creepy Joe Biden. We'll do that and more coming up. I got to take a break here. Stick around. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. We'll get to your calls here in just a couple minutes. Stick around. We got a whole bunch more to do. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on Live and Local now.
Shh. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar. It's world-famous, to be honest with you, on East Flamingo at Pecos. Great idea. Why don't you stop in for lunch today? Before we get to your calls on our wall-to-wall free-for-all, I'm going to give you a phone number, and I need you to use it today. I need for you to call State Senator Mo Dennis. He's on the Senate Education Committee, and we've got a limited amount of time to save the Opportunity Scholarships. If you remember, we funded it with $20 million a couple of years ago. Well, that money now has run out. And now there is a new bill, SB 351. It must get out of committee by the 12th of April. Mo Dennis is the guy that can get it out of there. This is a program, for those of you that don't know what Opportunity Scholarships are, it is a program that has helped thousands of low-income families afford private schools of their choice, getting their children out of failing public schools. But there is obviously a huge amount of pressure to kill this bill. Now, if you believe in this program, and let me tell you, the anecdotal evidence we've gotten so far, it is limited but it is powerful, is that this program, kids that are on the Opportunity Scholarship, they are doing better. It puts quality education within the reach of low-income families. Now, that ought to be something that all of us could agree upon. But you need to call State Senator Mo Dennis. Here's his number, and I'm going to give it to you slowly. I'm going to give it to you twice. Call 7. This is his office, 702-657-6857. I'm going to give you that number again, 702-657-6857. If you want to help, tell them that you support SB 351 and that you want Mo Dennis to support it as well. And you know that the teachers' unions are going to be lining up against this bill. You know that. They don't want this money spent on your kids. They want it spent on their union members. Anyway, think about it. And again, that phone number is 702-657-6857. Let's begin with, let's go to Bob. Bob's in Rancho Mirage. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Hi, Kevin. In my opinion, the president is a charade. He's shadow boxing. He's going down to watch 57 miles of wire be put up. And, I'm thinking 51 years ago today, Dr. King was shot. He was running for vice president with Bobby Kennedy. I was working on the campaign. And if Robert Kennedy were president right now and Martin Luther King the vice president, this is what our policy would be in this exact situation. We have more full B-52s in Arizona. We're going to activate them. We have Air Force bases. We have Air Force officers and Air Force. We load all of these people, the kids and everything, onto the planes. They don't get taken away by Catholic and Family Services and Jewish. You know, you've heard Michael Savage and Baptists. They're all in on the take on this thing. And we put them on the big B-52s, can hold hundreds of people, fly them back to where they come from. We let them off with food, $100 bill, and a promise that we're repealing the Harrison Act of 1911 and pulling the bottom out on the price of cocaine, pulling the bottom out from M13. They won't be able to have back there. And we, in honor of John F. Kennedy, La Alianza Para, and we're going to get pieces of land for our peasants. So they'll be able to raise their own crops and be able to sell their crops and be part of a capitalist system, and they won't have to rush our border. And I think that this is a charade. If we
Bob, if we load all these people coming across our southern border, we put them on B-52s, we send them back to Guatemala, El Salvador, Guatemala. We are sending, they contend that we are sending them back to certain death.
Well, we're going to protect them. They'll be accompanied by the Marines, and the Marines will put down the drug-funded government.
I'm getting lost in your cocker spaniel. Sorry about that. No, I'm just going to tell you. I don't know that that's going to work. First of all, how old would Bobby Kennedy be today? He'd be really old, wouldn't he? I mean, that's 50 some odd years ago. He'd be. I don't know. We'll find out. How old would Bobby Kennedy be today, or Dr. Martin Luther King? I don't know the answer. But secondly, the idea of sending the Marines to Guatemala, I think, is a major step. And by the way, we're already being told that there is the possibility of World War III beginning in, of all places, Venezuela. Yeah. That we got Chinese, we got Russians, we got all kinds of folks that are lurking in that area of the world, in particular around Venezuela. And we're being told that's potentially the tinderbox that could set off World War III. I pray it doesn't. By the way, and we'll get to more of your calls that frees up a line. You've been trying to get through 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to listen to the latest Joe Biden, the creepy Joe Biden. Let's go to cut 5. This is yet another explanation of the creepy Joe allegations. Joe Biden yesterday on social media.
Today I want to talk about gestures of support and encouragement that I've made to women and some men that have made them uncomfortable. And I always try to be, in my career, I've always tried to make a human connection. That's my responsibility, I think. I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders and say, you can do this. And whether they're women, men, young, old, it's the way I've always been. It's the way I've tried to show I care about them and I'm listening. And over the years, knowing what I've been through, the things that I've faced, I've found that scores, if not hundreds of people have come up to me and reached out for solace and comfort, something, anything that may help them get through the tragedy they're going through. And so it's just who I am. And I've never thought of politics as cold and antiseptic. I've always thought it about connecting with people. As I said, shaking hands, hands on the shoulder, a hug, encouragement. And now it's all about taking selfies together. Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I'll always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I've worked my whole life to empower women. I've worked my whole life to prevent abuse. I've written, and so the idea that I can't adjust to the fact that personal space is important, more important than it's ever been, is just not thinkable. I will.
That is the former vice president, and his, last time I checked, his third explanation. A couple of them were statements. This was a video, a social media video. Where he tries to explain what the deal is, and he says, hey, I'll learn from this. But he never said, I was sorry. When we come back, I'll let you hear at least one media pundit who says that that last explanation that you just heard is not enough. We'll get to that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
It's time to put the fun back in political fundraising. That's why Active Republican Women of Las Vegas is hosting its 2019 Fashion Show and Luncheon, Sunday afternoon, April 14th from 1 till 4 at Spanish Trails Country Club, featuring 21st century retro design by Bunker Bradley Couture. Tickets are just $45. VIP sponsored tables are available for $500. To purchase your tickets to this mega fun event, go to ARWLV.com. That's ARWLV.com.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Hi, this is Jackie Thornhill, president-elect of the Las Vegas Rotary Club. For 96 years, the Las Vegas Rotary Club has taught area youth to succeed through literacy, education, and life skills development. To fund our year-round programs, we hold one major fundraising event each year. This year, the Las Vegas Rotary Club brings together world-class cuisine and high octane. It's a speed and style reception Saturday night, April 27th at Celebrity Cars in Las Vegas. Enjoy food station pairings, check out classic and exotic cars and motorcycles, with a special appearance by cast members from the hit TV show Counting Cars. You're all invited to our world-class speed and style reception benefiting Spread the Word Nevada. Proceeds stay here in Southern Nevada to continue the amazing work Rotary does in our local community. To order tickets, go to LasVegasRotary.com. That's LasVegasRotary.com, and I'll see you Saturday night, April 27th.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Final segment. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Tell you what, let's go to Jim. Jim is on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Jim, what do you want to talk about today?
I want to call out the...
Whoa. You got to get off the speakerphone. Can you get off the speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm off it.
There you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about the hypocrisy of the Democrats. On one hand, they say it's a woman's right to have an abortion, but then on that same hand, they're saying that the people don't have the right to choose their own doctor. Every Republican needs to use this talking point against them. They want single payer. So which is it? Either they have the right or they don't have the right to their freedom of choice. And second, the hypocrisy coming out of Jerry Nadler's office and all the Democrats saying, where was Nadler talking about Fast and Furious or Clinton getting $145 million? Oh my gosh, I'm so mad. I can't even think about all the stuff that they've done, the Democrats. And they're not calling, where was Nadler when they were trying to get the 302s from Rosenstein about the firing of James Comey and all that other classified crap? They're such hypocrites. I can't stand it.
Well, okay, can I tell you, I think one of the things that's going to happen is I think the American people are going to see through all of this. I really honestly believe it. I think, and it's not going to be just Republicans. I think right-minded moderates or independents or whatever you want to call them are going to see through this big time. I think what's going to happen is the American, we all talked about 63 million people voted for Donald J. Trump in 2016. I think more than 60. In fact, I'm willing to bet it's going to be on the order of 73 million people will vote for Donald J. Trump again. And I can't tell you. I have the foggiest idea who the Democrat nominee will be. But I will tell you this. There will be, I think, a huge influx of people who are going to vote for Donald J. Trump who may have stayed home, who may have voted for somebody else. And I think they'll be voting for Donald J. Trump this time. Because this president, and I hope he does it, but I suspect he will play the victim card. You know, the victim. You know, we spent 2 years and $25 million and nothing happened. We've got the tax returns now. Is the latest thing. That's going to end up in the courts. You know that. And it's just, and it's inevitable. It's inevitable that this is going to come down to the U.S. Supreme Court or the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. You know that this will come down to the courts. And then when you ask for the explanation, The explanation is a simple one. For Dan Kildee, remember I played the clip for you earlier. Well, it's because the president is withdrawing from what did they say? 50 years of presidential tradition, and that somehow this is different. This is the president going against 50 years of tradition and not releasing his tax returns. And so, if the president chooses not to do so, well, then he chooses not to do so. They're his tax returns. They're not the tax returns of the American people. They want to go back 6 years to when he was a business guy. That's what they're talking about. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Just the blatant hypocrisy. You go back to the Ken Starr report. The demon rats set the groundwork for the rules and laws. And now they want to change up and they talk about the president tradition. Did Whorehouse Harry give a rat's patoot about the tradition in the Senate? The Senate for when he brought in the nuclear option, which, mind you, Rhino Turtle Face there has used very scantily. Thank God they're going to give us some hopefully constitutional robes, but other than that, he could have used it a whole bunch more. We're libertarians and real Republicans, we're still holding the short end of the stick, and you know, just to hear the alphabet goop and fake stream media just go with the narrative talking points as if we don't have any memories, and I'm starting to believe that we don't, Kevin. Anyway, that's all I got.
Thanks, man. I want to go to cut eight real quick because I'm going to let you hear a rarity in cable news. You never hear this. This is Tucker Carlson last night with a rarity in cable news. It's actually an apology. It is cut eight, and it is Tucker Carlson on Fox News Channel.
We want to begin tonight's show with an apology. Apologies aren't something you often hear on cable news on this or any other show, but we're offering one anyway. There's no lawsuit forcing us to do it, no court order making us or skittish advertisers. We're sincere in this. We mean it. It has to do with Joe Biden. Biden, as you know, is planning to run for president again. He's been back in the news this week in all the wrong ways after a series of women accused him of inappropriate physical contact. Biden's first accuser, Lucy Flores, described what it was like to have the former vice president kiss the top of her head.
I felt him get closer. He leaned in and was like right behind me on my body. And he leans down, smells my hair, and then plants this big, long kiss on the top of my head.
Another accuser, a woman called Amy Lapos, remembered that Biden once gave her an unwelcome Eskimo kiss.
He walked up to me and wrapped his hands around my face like that and pulled me in and started rubbing noses with me. It was for like a good 15 seconds, and I remember thinking, is he going to kiss me?
And then yesterday, two more women came forward. One of them recounted that Biden had once hugged her, quote, a little too long. Well, this is how presidential campaigns die. So, desperate to end the story, Joe Biden released a statement today promising not to touch strangers anymore. There's something sad, pathetic, really, about watching a 76-year-old man apologize for not understanding selfie culture. You'd hope your own golden years would be a little more dignified than that. But Biden's a politician, and he had no choice. They drove him to it. And so did we. And that's the point of tonight's apology. When the story first broke that Biden had been passing out Eskimo kisses and sniffing other people's hair, it was irresistible. You couldn't not laugh at it. And we heartily did. We mocked Joe Biden as a compulsive hugger, a cuddler run amok. It was too amusing. But what we should have said every bit as loudly, and what we apologize now for not saying, is that hugging is not sexual assault. Eskimo kisses aren't rape. That used to be obvious. It's not obvious anymore. And so we're sorry for helping to blur the distinction between human affection and coercive immoral behavior. The last thing this country needs is more aggrieved people who think they've been assaulted because a senior citizen hugged them wrong. And so we apologize for adding to that nonsense and anti-human hysteria.
I love that. I love that. An actual apology, something that we have not yet heard from Joe Biden, believe it or not. No, there's been no apology yet. Now, maybe that'll be the fourth, you know, on the fourth try, maybe we'll get an actual apology out of the former vice president. But he's trying to do everything he can. I mean, and remember, this is a guy that right now is out trying to raise tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. How do you go to these people when the first thing out of their mouth is, why won't you apologize? I don't know. That's going to do it for today's show. I can't believe we have run through three solid hours. We'll do it again tomorrow. How about that? Tim Phillips will join us. Tim Phillips is the president of Americans for Prosperity. He's going to be in town, and he's going to join us in studio. Very excited about that. The changing mission statement of Americans for Prosperity. We've been involved with them for gosh, going on 10, 12 years. Thank you so much for joining us. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.